Lawmakers like John Thune, who say they want the parties to work together, may face an early test. One of the stickiest issues that'll come up in the next session is the confirmation of judicial nominees. Democrats have used filibusters to avoid voting on several of President Bush's nominees for federal judgeships, and the possibility of a Supreme Court nomination just raises the stakes.
Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist would like to eliminate this problem in the next Senate. He knows he can't just change the rules to require an up or down vote on nominees. There are nowhere near enough Democrats who'd agree to that, so he's considering a series of parliamentary steps known as the nuclear option. Sarah Binder is a senior fellow in governance studies at the Brookings Institution. She says that Senate majorities have come close to going nuclear in the past, but none has ever done it. Good morning.
Hi.
Could you please remind us how filibusters work?
Well, the Senate has just one rule to cut off debate, and that is Rule 22, known as the cloture rule. It takes, however, 3/5 of the chamber, that is 60 votes in the Senate of 100 senators, to cut off debate. If senators can't get 60 votes to cut off debate, then a filibuster ensues.
What is the nuclear option? And I'm asking you because that expression makes it sound quite not just serious, but ominous.
The nuclear option is a way of changing Senate rules. A majority would vote to change the precedents in a way that undermines Rule 22, that allows for filibusters. That is nuclear to senators, certainly to Democratic senators, and potentially to some Republican senators who care about how that institution works.
I imagine the Senate Democrats would respond pretty drastically if the Senate Majority Leader, Bill Frist, were to use this nuclear option.
Absolutely. The Democrats have vowed to turn to parliamentary warfare because senators, regardless of party, value the rules of the Senate that allow individuals to block bills where necessary, to extend debate, to try to educate the public about measures and nominations before the Senate.
Now, does this situation, that this whole question of the filibuster, foreshadow how the parties will work together in the 109th Congress?
This is a chamber, again, that works by consent. But if the two parties are so far away, then it's all but impossible to avoid these types of parliamentary confrontations.
Sarah Binder is a senior fellow in governance studies at the Brookings Institution.